Welcome, and welcome back to Brandler Bits. I'm Jeff Brandler. Last week, we addressed something a little more emotional than we typically do. We talked about regret. Today, we're going to continue that conversation, looking at the things that come about from regret, that is, guilt and shame. Guilt and shame are cousins. They come to parties together, but not all the time. When shame comes to the party, shame always brings guilt. When guilt comes to the party, most of the time, shame doesn't show up. So our two cousins, guilt and shame, show up lots of places. They make us feel kind of bad. But we have to figure out the differences between the healthy part of this and the unhealthy part of this. Most people have a moral code that allows them to feel healthy guilt and healthy shame. For example, if you're supposed to send a 90th birthday card to Aunt Edna for her birthday and you forgot, you're going to feel guilt. If you were the special guest speaker at Aunt Edna's 90th birthday party and you forgot to come, you're going to feel embarrassed and shame. Those are healthy feelings. We all have them. There's nothing wrong with them. Our moral code allows us to feel bad at the appropriate time. However, some people grew up in terrible families where the parenting style was about blame and shame. And so they develop what's called toxic shame. And in toxic shame, in the blame and shame model, the person doesn't do bad, they are bad. So when they forget to show up at Aunt Edna's birthday party, it's not that they did bad. Oh my God, I forgot to show up. They are bad. Why do I always do these things? I'm the worst person in the universe. These things always happen. I can't believe I did this. I am terrible. So the guilt, the shame, the remorse, the self-loathing always come in. Over time, when guilt and shame and remorse and self-loathing come in, people then do things to make them feel worse about themselves. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if the person goes out and gets drunk and gets arrested for DWI, not only did they do bad and they feel bad, their internal self is they are bad. They are the worst people in the universe. They have toxic shame. If you are a person who has listened to this and has identified that you have toxic shame, first off, take a deep breath, pat yourself on the back, and recognize that you have some work now to do. One of the great things that you can do is start to put together the present and the past. Start to identify that the past is related to some bad wiring, but it doesn't have to impact your present. You can impact your present. So you're going to need to separate out the wires between past and present, between being a bad person and doing bad things, and then ultimately becoming a good person who does good things. In order to do that, you might need someone, good friends, support group, therapist, who can help you in that endeavor, to help you to piece together that you had some bad parenting that taught you that you were a bad person. And as long as you continue to think about being a bad person, you will continue to do bad and unhealthy things. And when you start to end that, you can work on changing your past into your present. When you change the present, you can recognize that, like most people, you do some things that are not healthy. You do some things that are not good. We all do that. It doesn't make you a bad person. Ultimately, once you separate out the wires, then you can work on being a better person, a healthy person, by acknowledging the positive traits that you have, by validating the skills that you have, by recognizing that you have some skills and some talents and some resources that need some acknowledgement and need some validation. Work on that, get the support, get the help, and get the reinforcement that you need about being a good person. I've worked with an awful lot of people in my office who have walked that walk and are living, as we speak, a pretty healthy lifestyle, doing some pretty great things. If you have any questions about today's topic, feel free to get to me. Easiest way is on my website, www.changeispossible.org. Feel free to contact me. My name is Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits, and we'll be back with the next bit pretty soon. Take care.